KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's mostly cloudy and 70 degrees in Atlantic. We did pick up 2/100ths of an inch of rainfall here at the KJAN studios over the past hour, and some showers that are still lingering in the area. The line of showers stretches from about Highway 173 and just on west there south of Elkhorn, across Interstate 80, and just to the west, northwest of Anita and north of Wyota. There's another couple of separate batches of lighter showers north of Audubon and around the Guthrie Center area and to the northwest, and those are moving out of this area. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. The classic red and white colors of Coca-Cola will be prevalent in Atlantic this weekend as the community welcomes fans of the soft drink from all over the Midwest to town. Visitors and locals alike will be celebrating the community's 24th annual Coca-Cola Days today and tomorrow. It's the second largest mini convention of Coke collectors in the U.S., second only to Atlanta, Georgia. The schedule of events today include a tailgate party for everyone that'll be held from 5:30 until 6:30 p.m. at the Rock Island Depot on North Chestnut Street. And there's a sneak peek at the Herring Building from 6 until 8 p.m. at 2nd and Poplar. Tomorrow there's a show swap and sell from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Herring Building. There's also the 2016 Coca-Cola Days raffle, where for $5 a ticket, you have a chance to win a custom Coca-Cola pop machine or a grill with a taste of Atlantic inside. The Coca-Cola machine is custom made by Bob Lansdowne of Atlantic Bottling and will be the final machine he builds for Coca-Cola Days. The charbroil grill being raffled is filled with items donated by area businesses. The grill was donated by Capital's Ace Hardware and will be filled with meat from the Atlantic Locker, dinner for two at Weitzel's Restaurant and Bar, a stay at America's Best Value Inn and Suites, formerly the Atlantic Super 8, and custom Coca-Cola barbecue tools. Those raffle tickets are available from the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, the Atlantic Coca-Cola Center and Museum. They can also be purchased from Coca-Cola Day's committee members. And the raffle will take place at 2 p.m. Saturday at the close of the show swap and sell at the Herring Building. If you'd like more information on Coca-Cola Days, you can call toll-free 877-283-2124 or go to AtlanticIowa.com on the web. Two people were arrested on separate charges Thursday in Creston. Authorities say this morning 24-year-old Courtney Lane Sanson of Creston was arrested at around 10:50 p.m. for trespassing. Sanson was cited and then released from the Union County Jail. And at around 5:15 p.m., 21-year-old Dakota Dean Rosh of Creston was arrested for driving while revoked. He was released from the Union County Jail after posting a $1,000 cash or surety bond. Well, two job fairs are scheduled for today in Cedar Rapids and Monday in Sioux City. They'll try to link employers with people who are getting out of prison and looking to start their lives over. Iowa's U.S. Attorney for the Northern District, Kevin Techow, says his office is sponsoring the job fairs.
These are designed so that employers can tap into the unexplored pipeline of workforce talent from those coming out of our state and federal prison.
Techow says the job fair is a culmination of efforts with Iowa Workforce Development and the Iowa Department of Corrections.
Our job one is national security and prosecuting crimes, but we know that the most successful people that have served their time are going to need to be gainfully employed. And so there's no benefit to society for having people reoffend. So we're motivated to bring out people successfully after having served their time. And so we found that many employers didn't realize some of the talent, some of the benefits of looking at this potential job pool for employees.
Techow admits that some employers are reluctant at first to think about hiring ex-prisoners.
Once people listen to other employers that have tapped into this workforce and take a case-by-case look, there are many, many good matches for employers. There are many talented people.
He says the prisoners have been working toward getting a new start in life by learning different trades while they're still in prison.
Both in the federal and state prison system, inmates are given a whole host of skills they can tap into. Everything from manufacturing, welding type of skills, down through the culinary arts. And so part of the purpose of rehabilitation is to give people office skills, manufacturing skills, culinary skills, so when they get out, they are employable.
Techow says the former prisoners will get a chance to talk with employers and showcase the skills they have.
We're trying to attract a variety of different employers. We've got manufacturers, we've got public service, we've got public sector, and everything in between.
The Cedar Rapids Job Fair runs today from 9:30 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. The Sioux City Job Fair is on Monday during those same hours at the Stony Creek Hotel and Conference Center. New census data shows the Latino population in Iowa increased by 116% from 2000 to 2015, which is a little more than 96,000 people. Latinos make up just under 6% of Iowa's population, making them the largest minority group in the state. 32% of Latinos in Iowa were not born in this country. 78% of them came from Iowa to Mexico. The median age of Latinos in Iowa is 22.2, while the state median age is 38.1. The median income of Latino households in 2015 was a little more than $38,000, while the statewide median household income was nearly $55,000. The poverty rate was 25.6%, while the corresponding rate for Iowa is 12.2%. The average family size for the Iowa Latino population in 2015 was 3.82 compared to the overall average family size in the state of 2.99. Over half the growth in Iowa's Latino population from 2000 to 2015 occurred in seven counties: Polk, Woodbury, Johnson, Marshall, Scott, Pottawatomie, and Linn. Polk County had the largest overall population of Latinos at 21.4%. The Latino population in Ringgold County increased by 731% and by 652% in Lyon County between 2000 and 2015. When it comes to the overall population, 27.4% of all residents in Crawford County were Latino, followed by Buena Vista at 24.6%, Marshall at 20.7%, Muscatine at 17.5%, and Louisa at 16.2%. Officials in Ames have been busy throughout the night after nearly 5 inches of rain inundated streets and homes. Bob Kindred is the assistant city manager for Ames.
We're certainly trying to dry out from the intense rainfall last night. It came heavily, and really we had 3, 4, 5 inches of rain, which ended up not causing river flooding, fortunately, but unfortunately there was a great deal of local street flooding and cars stalled out in streets. Some accidents, and also a number of homes that took water in their basements.
Kindred commented about what he's heard of any flooding on the Iowa State University campus.
The situation was not as serious there just because of the nature of the topography on the campus, but they've been focusing on that, and we've been focusing on the rest of the city overnight.
A flash flood warning expired at 3:30 this morning, but Kindred said there were still reports of flooded streets in Ames.
As late as 4 o'clock this morning, we still had water 2 or 3 feet deep on some city streets. It's just been very slow running off. Some of that may be due to some stormwater intakes that became clogged with debris during the intense storm. But a number of cars were damaged, abandoned in place, and probably a lot of damage done to those vehicles.
Ames Police, Fire, and City staff, plus Story County Emergency Management, spend much of the night assisting residents impacted by the high water. And the police chief says several people have been forced from their Clarksville homes by floodwater from the swollen Shell Rock River. Chief Barry Mackey says that this morning the water overtopped the levee that runs down the east side of the river, west of the Butler County community of about 1,400 people. He says several homes are surrounded by water, including his own. The chief spoke from the home of another police officer that sits on higher ground. McKee says Clarksville Skilled Nursing and Rehabilitation Center and Westside Assisted Living Suites had been evacuated as a precaution. As we mentioned, the National Weather Service has issued a flash flood warning for parts of Story, Butler, Cerro Gordo, Franklin, and Bremer counties. And that is a check of our news here on KJAN, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.